The following program is a presentation of the Flypod New Media Network. www.theflypod.com.
Welcome to My Two Cents. My name is Marianne Stanley, and we're going to be taking an armchair philosopher's view of the vital issues of our day, rather than getting into political rhetoric or getting into argumentative stances. Let's just see if we can use our intellects and our hearts to open up to look more deeply, more broadly, and from a higher perspective, a more human perspective, at all of the things that matter to us. I don't know about you, but I am becoming increasingly bothered by the fact that if you watch the news and you see the people who are being arrested, invariably they look poor, desperate, down and out. And now they're locked away for such offenses as either drug offenses that aren't hurting anybody, they're nonviolent offenses. They're not offenses that cause physical damage to anyone, but we're locking people into cages at an alarming rate, higher in this country than ever at any time in China or Russia's bleak histories. So, makes me wonder just how many people in our country are aware of the fact that we're throwing our very own in prison, people that are being taken from their families in a country that supposedly it honors its family values, taking people away from their children in a country that believes supposedly life is sacred, throwing people in cages when we say that we believe in the work ethic and that we want people to be out there where they can hold jobs and earn a living, locking people in cages where they can't interact and be good neighbors, become part of a community, express their best gifts, give their potential full rein to shine and to grow. I think somehow we're too far away from who we really are to even realize that we've abandoned ourselves. Somehow we've bought into the rhetoric, the slogans, the put-downs, the judgments. We've bought into the comments that we hear people say about people not wanting to work, about people being lazy, about people who are not worth our time or our effort, instead of really looking to see who are these souls, who are these other human beings with their spirits, their gifts, their talents, their intellects, their hearts, their potential, their human connections. Who are they? They're our neighbors, they're our friends, they're ourselves. And we have to care. If we don't care, we can't pretend to be the good guys we think we are. If we don't care about these folks, then who are we and what does it say about us? Every time I look at the faces, I don't see faces of arrogant, cocky people like you used to see in the mugshots from the 20s and 30s. People who thought, like Bonnie and Clyde, that they could just go out there and get rich off of their scheming. People who felt like they were entitled to see what they could get away with. That's not what I'm seeing. What are you seeing? When you see the people, when you see the photos that are broadcast on local TV stations every night of people who have been caught either trying to rob some kind of a fast food place, some kind of a gas station, or breaking in to get cigarettes, maybe bouncing a check, maybe just being caught with some marijuana on them, maybe it's even heroin. But who are these people? Why do they have such looks of despair and depression, sadness and hopelessness etched in their faces at even a young age? A lot of these folks are young people. But if you have no hope, what would you do? If you have no life, what will you do? What will each of us do put in identical circumstances? And I think that is the question we need to be asking. If this were me, would I possibly run drugs to make a living if there are no jobs because they have been taken from us, we didn't ask that the jobs be taken away from us. We didn't ask that mid-management lose their jobs and then lose their houses on top of it. We're not lazy people as a nation. Don't all people really just want the chance to build a life, to have a family, to have some fun, to enjoy getting up in the morning, to do something productive? We're not different. And I think it's this trying to make people seem different from you and I. The fact is, they all are we. We are they. I am them. There isn't any difference. We all really want the same thing. We want to have enough to eat. We want to have a chance at happiness. That's not so tough. Shouldn't be tough. We shouldn't make it where people cannot find jobs even if they're looking. We shouldn't make it so that if they do get a job, they are going to be in eternal poverty despite how many hours they're willing to work in any given week. You can't pay people the minimum wage and have them work two jobs and even rise to the poverty level, much less above it. Now, what does that say about us? So again, if you, one of you out there listening, are okay, that doesn't mean you're better. If I'm okay, it doesn't mean I'm better. It means that our life circumstances happen to be such that we're fortunate enough to have clothing and food, a roof over our heads, a degree of comfort, some fun, some happiness, reasons to smile in our lives. But a lot of these folks don't have that, whether they've been victims of some of the environmental catastrophes, whether they have been victims of the economic collapse and the decrease in home values that happened so suddenly at the same time the jobs were being offshored. A lot of folks are great people out there, and they are hurting, and we need to care. We need to have our hearts open. We need to be paying attention to what is going on and seeing how we can become part of a solution to fix things, how we can put our feet down and say no more. Quit throwing our friends, our neighbors, our fellow humans into cages, into jails, into prisons. Quit it. They don't need to be there. People that need to be in prisons are people who are a danger to society, not people who smoke pot. That's crazy. People wouldn't be self-medicating or smoking pot necessarily if their lives weren't such a mess. And their lives aren't a mess because they, from the time they were little, said, I'm just going to screw up everything in my life. I'm going to make a mess of it. The lives that people have most often are created by the circumstances in which they find themselves. What were they born into? How tough have they had it compared to, say, you or I? And I don't think we ever want to lose that strand of consciousness. I don't think we can ever let go of the knowledge that what we do to other people, we're doing to ourselves, that we are connected. We are made of the same carbon components. We're just people. And we can be glorious in what we are, in who we become, and in what we make of this planet and this life of ours. You know, we can lift each other up. We can find what makes other people's hearts beat with anticipation and happiness and feed that. We can discover what their great talents and their greatest abilities are and give them the opportunity to express that. We have that in our power. Why aren't we doing that? Why are we so quick to shut down, turn our backs, and point our fingers? It makes no sense unless that's what we want to happen to ourselves if the circumstances are different for us. And circumstances, as we all probably know by now, can't change in a heartbeat. Whether it's Hurricane Sandy, whether it's the tornadoes that just have been hitting throughout the Midwest, things can change in a heartbeat. And it's really important that we begin to cultivate in ourselves at our deepest level, at our heart level, at our soul level, at our intellectual level, the recognition that we need to embrace each other, support each other, and not shut each other out, not shut each other down, not drum each other into the ground. We need to lift each other up with the dignity that we each have. We need to be able to see the amazing abilities, and the amazing gifts that each person has. I can still remember when I was a kid, and my mom was telling me, you know, there is nobody out there who's lesser than you or greater than you. And she said, even the bums on the streets are better than you in some ways. And that made me think over and over again. I used to think, oh, I was maybe 10 years old. I used to think, how could they be better than me in any way? I didn't get that because I just saw people who were raggedy and walking around and asking my mom for sandwiches as they passed the house. And she'd always give it to them, by the way. But it's true. Everybody has abilities that we don't have. Everybody can do things that we can't do. Everybody has something to offer. And what a tragedy that in many parts of the world, women aren't permitted to give their greatest gifts. They aren't permitted to be all they can be. They aren't permitted to create a brighter, more brilliantly colored, glorious world. And now we're doing it to people for any number of reasons. Maybe they're not the right religion. Maybe they're not the right color. Maybe if their religion is different, we won't give them the time of day, or we've already prejudged them. So I think as a lead off to this new Armchair Philosopher show, I think it's important to start at the very bottom, the very basic part of what needs to be looked at. That very basic part is this. We are each other. We have to be there for each other. We have to raise each other up. We cannot ever, not only not ourselves, put people down. It's important that we don't allow others to put people down or to hurt them or to squash them or to knock the life and the spirit and the light out of them, which is happening everywhere. People seem to have lost that feeling, that fellow feeling, that neighborhood feeling, that community feeling. And maybe it's because everything became just too big and too crowded too fast. Corporations, you know, you walk into a bank that's corporate owned, that's huge, and you're not known there. They don't know you by name. You don't know them by name. Far different from the 60s, say, where you could walk into a shoe store and they knew you by name and the smell of the leather just filled you. Where you walked into a grocery store and you knew the owner by name. Where you walked into a drugstore and you knew the people. Now, a lot of times you have to take a car or a bus to get to the closest grocery store. So as we've become so big and so busy and so crowded, we have lost that connectivity. And rather than fighting for it, we tend to pull away from it and try to just protect our own space. That's understandable when we're being hammered at by so many interruptions and so many people demanding so much of us who really have no connection to us. But on the other hand, it's going to destroy us. We will become soulless if we do not keep our hearts and our minds open to allow others to enter as the human beings they are. We have to hang on to our humanity, especially as we confront the life-altering realities of today, especially environmental change as these things collapse, as they threaten our very ability to live, as they end any chance for our children and their children to have a beautiful earth, to have a change of seasons, to be able to breathe air that's healthy, to be able to eat foods that are not contaminated, toxic, poisonous to them, that won't create diseases in them, or drink water that doesn't contain toxins, fluorides, and things, again, that hurt our organs or cause reproductive abnormalities. We have to go into defensive mode here to protect ourselves, but we need to go into defensive mode to protect ourselves as all of us against the entities that are just too big to care. I think this is the time. I think we have to begin now, and I really think there's no more time to lose. We're out of excuses, and we're out of time. So let's do this. Let's do it. We can do it. Let's just pull together. Let's be the neighbors, the potential friends, the fellow human beings we are. And let's see just what we can build together, because I think it can be something truly magnificent.